ब्रह्मानंदम परम सुखदम केवलम ज्ञानमूर्तिम द्वैतवादीतम गगनावधीतमस्तुमा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 I start again from 135 today because until this 134 we saw the contemplation, the method of contemplation and the benefit of contemplation and the benefit of the ascertained vision. We have seen these three aspects points before. Now, this text actually presents the method of arriving at the reality. So we saw in this verse how through karya karana prakriya we arrive at the reality. It also called adhyaropa apavada prakriya, adhyaropa apavada method. Karye karanata yata, ye karanata yata, karane nahi karyata, karanatvam tato gachet, karya bhave vicharata. So here, first, you see the effect, the karyam. Then, through the effect, you ask this, what is this part? Then you will say, oh, this is an effect. Because, then through that, you go to the clay. Then you say, take the part and go to the clay, and it is the part is the clay. Then once you go, the attention is turned from the name Namarupa to the clay. You say, the clay, what is clay then? The clay is the cause from which the part has come into existence, and in which the part has its existence, and into which the part resolves when it breaks. This is Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam of the part being clay is arrived at. Once the clay have arrived at, then analyze what this clay is. Then you understand the clay has independent existence and a part has dependent existence. Really speaking, you understand clay is satyam. In that context, you say, oh, that means there is no only, then what is this? What is the status? Then the karana, the clay, has independent existence means clay can exist without being a part also. Whereas a part cannot exist without the clay. Therefore you say part has only nominal verbal existence. Part has no substantial existence. When you understand, if that has no substantial existence, the existence is only nominal and verbal, that means it is as good as non-existent. Therefore, it is not as good as non-existent means what is there is only clay. Therefore, if you resolve the part in the clay, then once a part is negated, once the part is negated, it's called a negation of the part. Part is negated, falsified, then the part is no more. Now again go if you re-look into the clay, and clay also what now? Is the clay is without the status of being the cause. Now what is clay? clay is distinct from, is free from, isn't it? Is distinct from the cause as well as the effect. Karana karya vyatiriktam clay. Similarly, the same thing we have to apply for the Brahman and the Jagat here. See this Jagat, accept this Jagat, because the Karya Karana Sambandha, isn't it, is not there. Free from Karya Karana Sambandha also. Only to arrive at it, use the method. Really speaking, it is free from any relationship. Because if you say clay is the karanam, then becomes a relative word, isn't it? Relative term. Being karanam is a relative term. If there is no effect, you can't talk about the karanam, isn't it? So karya karana vilakshanam is what? The vastu. The reality is free from both cause and effect. Distinct from the cause and the effect. Because you can use the word, if you say, you know, karanam, if you say, it's a relative term. Only from the standpoint of the effect, you can talk about it as a cause. When the effect itself is negated, how can you talk about the cause? You cannot talk about somebody as a father. The father is a relative term which presupposes the son. Then the son presupposes what? The father. Wife presupposes husband. Husband presupposes wife. Parent presupposes children. Children presupposes parents. Any term is a relative term, isn't it? It is, then you remember two, isn't it? You can use a relative term, a word which is a relative word, only if there are two things. If you want to say karanam means what? It presupposes effect. There will be two, isn't it? Therefore, any relative term, no relative term can be used here because it presupposes two things. And here when you negated the part as mithya, effect as mithya, then the cause, karanatvam also goes and you arrive at the satyam. Is it clear? This is a very important lesson here. Therefore, we'll see the next one now. Therefore, he says, Atha shuddham bhavedvastu yadvai vachamagocharam drashtavyam mrudghate naiva drishtantena punah punah. He says, it's not once, it is, if you see in once, it is not enough. Again and again and again, repeatedly, it has to be seen. What has to be seen? The shuddham vastu. Shuddham bhaved vastu. You understand, the vastu, I told you already, the word vastu means existence, the reality. The truth is called vastu because that which alone is called vastu. You know, vastu itself means to be, to dwell. To dwell, to be, to exist. Therefore, vastu means that which alone is vastu, the substance, the absolute reality, vastu. What is it, vastu? Vacham agocharam. Indescribable. Agocharam means inaccessible for words, isn't it? Vacham agocharam. Inaccessible through words or indescribable. Therefore, what now? Shuddham vastu bhavet. You can understand. Vastu, one can arrive at this pure reality, the existence. which is not available for any word. No word can be used to indicate reality, to describe reality. You can't say karanam, you can't use the karyam, you can't say even Brahma. You understand the nature of reality as Brahma, something which is free from limitations. Once you arrive at the reality, what word can you use? You can't use any of the words. All these words only for arriving at. No word can be used. No way. A word can be used only if it has describable qualities. A word can be used only if it is, any word is a relative term. And relationless reality, secondless reality, two things must be there. Only then you can talk about the relationship. A word is a relative word. For here it is. And use this method, example, to arrive at. Only method is only to arrive at this Brahman. Isn't it? We can say adhyaropa apavada prakriya method. Karnakarya prakriya. So how murdghatena eva drishtavyam drishtantena, through this example of clay pot, use the example again and again, repeatedly use the example, understand the teaching, then apply the same example for, isn't it, arriving at the reality. Mridghataha, don't take it for granted. Oh, clay pot, what's the big thing? Not very important example here. And or you can apply similar examples like gold and ornament, wood and furniture, fabric and shirt. You can use any example, doesn't matter. Repeatedly use the examples, arrive at it. So first, when you take the effect and accept the, you take the effect, karyam, accept the effect. Because the effect is useful for you, effect is very much real in your perception, therefore take the effect. Then accept the effect. Yes, there is effect. And from the effect, you see the cause. Then also you accept the effect. Okay, from the effect, you shift the attention from the effect to the cause, karanam. When you shift the attention from the cause to the effect to the cause also, you still accept the effect. Therefore, the first two stages, when you accept the effect, it is called adhyaropaha. Acceptance of effect in first two stages is called what? Adhyaropaha. Then, having shifted the attention from the effect to the cause, the third stage, what you do? You analyze what this causes, the clay is. Okay? And you understand clay is the cause from which this name and form pot has come into existence, and in which it has its existence, by which it is sustained, and in which the pot will resolve later on when it breaks also. Which means you arrive at this cause, the clay being the srishti sthiti laya karanam of the effect. You understand? The cause being the clay being the karanam. Then you analyze the, okay, Then also you keep the still. Till now you keep this, isn't it? Then in the third stage, next stage, you analyze the pot. Then what is this pot? What is this pot? You analyze this. First, you took accepted the pot, then arrived at the shift attention to the clay, then analyze the clay, understand clay as the karanam, retaining the pot as the karyam. Third stage, what you do now, you see what this pot is. Then you understand, my God, pot is just the minus clay, the pot is just the name and form. Therefore, the pot has no independent existence without the clay. Therefore, clay is satyam, pot is mithya, which means pot is, the effect has only nominal verbal existence. It has no substantiality, substantial existence. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. The third stage, what do? You negate the effect. This negation of effect is called apavadaha. Falsification of the effect, negation of the effect as non-substantial, mere nominal verbal existence is called what? Apavadaha. Then, once the pot is negated, the karya effect is negated, again you re-look into the status of the clay, then the clay, the pot, the effect being negated, the clay alone is, when you say, the clay loses its karanatvam, the status of being the cause, because karanatvam can be attributed to the clay only in relation to the pot. Because if the effect is negated, then the karanam is a relative term which cannot be used. There is nothing to relate to be related to. Therefore, you arrive. What is clay now? From by itself, clay by itself is neither the cause nor the effect, but the effect and the cause are nothing but clay. Clay, from the standpoint of the clay, it is neither the cause nor the effect, just the clay. Understand? This is what we arrive at the clay with reference to clay pot example. The same thing can be applied to any golden ornament or any other example. And the last two stages, the first two stages is called the involved in the teaching is called Adhyaropa. The last page stages in the teaching is called Apavadaha. So, if you are really interested in this, the Puna Puna really emphasizes, don't think example is a cheap example, ordinary example. You please, repeatedly use this illustration again and again and again. And you make it very clear, really, how now it is free from both cause, distinct from cause and effect. So, karana karya vetiriktam brahma. This you have to understand. Now, we apply what now? Same way. Take this universe, because which is perceived, which is very much real for us. Therefore, then accept this universe, the real universe, which is perceptible, which is transactable, and wherein all our experiences are real. If we deny our own experience, they are all unreal, are not real, And then it is something which make us go mad. Therefore, take this universe and our experiences, accept this life and universe as real. Then, from this universe, you shift attention to what now? Brahman. We don't know what Brahman is, but still we can say reality. What is Brahman here? We can say, then analyze what is Brahman is. If Brahman is the, without Brahman, the universe cannot exist independently. Which means Brahman is the jagattaha srishti sthiti laya karanam. Adhyaropa. Okay, Brahman is that from which the universe has come into existence, by which the universe is sustained, in which the universe has its existence, into which the universe is resolved. You know? Which means this universe has no existence outside of, independent of Brahman. Therefore, what do we say? Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. Later on, you analyze what this Jagat is as an effect. This Jagat actually, really speaking, has no independent existence. It is Brahman alone is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. Therefore, Jagat is what now? It's just the Nama Rupa. Is as good as the name and form only. Which is no substantial existence, has no substantiality of its own, which means it is also just the nominal verbal existence, it has only nominal verbal existence. It has no substantial existence, which means Jagat is as good as non-existent, which is Mithya. We never say Jagat is non-existent, it is as good as non-existent, Mithya, which means Jagat is not the really. Brahman alone is in the form of Jagat, which means the Jagat being the effect, what now? Jagat is negated. Negation, okay? Negated as what? Mithya. Once it is Jagat is negated, then again we reanalyze the reality, Brahman. Brahman also, by itself, there's no Jagat means Brahman cannot have the status of being the Jagat Karanam, loses its Karanatvam also, the status of being the cause. Because there is no effect means, cause means presupposes the effect. The word Karanam presupposes the effect. The effect has been negated. Therefore, the causeness also is negated. So negating the effect and thereby negating the causeness is what? Apavadaha. Then what is there? Vastu alone. What is Brahman then? Brahma vastu is vyatiriktam, karana karya vyatiriktam, neither the cause nor the effect. Vastu, Brahman is just the vastu, reality. This Adhyaropa Apavada method is used only to arrive at the reality, to use this prakriya. But later on, arrive at it, leave the prakriya. Okay, we'll go to the next word. Aninaiva prakarena.
Aninaiva prakarena.
Vrittir brahmatmika bhavet. Udeti shuddha chittanam. Vritti jnanam tatav param. Okay, anena eva prakarena. Anena eva prakarena means using the same method, okay, with the help of the same method, through the same method, aneneva prakarena, in the same manner, how you negate, accepted the part, then negated the part, then analyzed the clay, negated the part, then negated the status superimposed upon the pot, her clay, then arrived at the clay. So also here, anena eva prakarena, prakara means the method, the way. Anena eva prakarena, by this same method, Brahma vrittihi brahmatmika bhavet. Brahmatmika vrittihi means what now? Actually, vastu. Brahmatmika vrittihi means the vritti for which Brahman reality is the object. May one arrive at the reality. How you have clay atmika vritti? How do I have the clay atmika vritti? By using accepting the pot, then negating, arriving at the clay, negating the pot, then negating the clay causeness and the part of, the clay, then you arrive at the clay. You have what now? Clay atmika buddhi. Clay atmakam buddhi means what now? Clay buddhi comes. Here what should we have? Brahmatmika buddhi. Brahmatmika buddhi means what now? Here accept the universe, then reach the Brahman, then analyze the reality, Brahman, then negate the Jagat, then negate the Karanatvam on the part of the Brahman, then understand, be with that Brahman, what now? Aham, that Brahma. It's called what now? Brahmatmika vrittihi. I, the Brahman, am alone. Okay? This is Brahmatmika vrittihi, which means there's nothing to relate to, actually. Nothing to relate to means what now? There are two things to something to be related to, isn't it? There's a second thing here. Vrittihi brahmatmika bhavet. And this vritti jnanam is called now akhandartha. Isn't it? Akhanda akara vritti jnanam. No? Sataha param udeti. Only then there arises akhanda akara vritti jnanam. There is, what is there? I am Brahman, which alone is. For whom does it arise? Udeti. For whom? Not for everybody. Only for those who again and again and again and again and again, without taking the attention from this vichara, who are all the time involved in this vichara, for them this vritti jnanam takes place. And who are the people who can all the time dwell upon this? No, dwell upon this method, dwell upon this fact, arrive at this. Only those who are prepared, mentally prepared for this contemplation. Shuddha chittanam. Shuddha chittaha means shuddham chittam yesham te shuddha chittaha. Those people who are pure minded, which means those who are endowed with the fourfold qualifications. Sadhana chatushtaya sampanna adhikarinam. Only for those people, this vicharaha, this enquiry is possible. This continuous enquiry can't help resulting in the vision. The continuous enquiry will definitely result in blessing you with this vision of yourself being that Brahma Vastu, which alone is. how you can understand? You understand one more thing. The Karanam inheres in the Karyam. Karanam is inherent in the effect. In every effect there is Karanam. Similarly, you can understand the whole Jagat, everything in this universe, there is consciousness inherent. How consciousness is inherent? Either transcendentally or immanently, consciousness is inherent. When you say sound is, consciousness is inherent in sound. When you say form is, consciousness is inherent in form. When you say touch is, consciousness is inherent in everything. Isn't it? It is Rupa Drishtihi is what? Chaitanya Drishti. Shabda Drishtihi, Chaitanya Drishtihi. Rasa Drishtihi, Chaitanya Drishtihi. Gandha Drishtihi, Chaitanya Drishtihi. Because in everything, what is inherent in every perception, in any object of perception, is consciousness Brahman. Okay? Therefore, we say, it is the consciousness Brahman which alone is in the form of all these varied objects which constitute the universe. Okay, now we'll go to the next. Look at this. Another method is used here. Karanam yatirekena. Pumanadau vilokayet.
Pumanadau vilokayet.
Anvayena punastaddhi.
Anvayena punastaddhi.
Karye nityam prapashyati.
Karye nityam prapashyati.
Now, here comes the Anvaya Vyatireka method. Adhyarupa Paveda method is over. Now comes the Anvaya Vyatireka method. And there, first you see the effect, then you arrive at the cause. Here, you look at the cause first. Seeing the cause first, adau karanam vilokayet. Adau puman, may the person, adau in the beginning, first, vilokayet, see. What should he see? May he see the karanam first. Seeing the karanam is what? Vyatireka. When you see the karanam, how do you see? Oh, for example, when you take this pot example again, see the clay as the cause first, then you understand cause is independent. Cause is independent. And seeing the cause being independent is what? Vyatireka. Sorry. Okay? Vyatireka. Seeing the cause being independent is Vyatireka. And seeing the cause being inherent in the effect. See the cause being independent, then once you see the cause being independent, you definitely will see the effect being dependent also. Thereafter, you see cause is inherent in the effect. Then you see the cause being inherent in the effect, which means the cause is, effect is. Cause is not, effect cannot be. This is what seeing the cause being inherent there. Then, tatkavato anvayena punaha taddhi karye nityam prapashyati. And he sees all the time the cause being anvayena. Anvayaha means what here? Inherently. Okay. The cause being inherent in the effect. Taddhi. Which means there is no way of seeing the effect without the cause. Every time you see any effect, you see the cause alone being inherent in that. Okay, seeing the cause being independent first is vetireka, and cause being inherent in the effect is what? Anvayaha. Okay, inherent. When do you see? Nityam. Whenever you see anything, the cause is inherent there. Therefore, so, vyatireka is what? Vastu being transcendental is vyatireka. Vastu being immanent is anvayaha. Again, I'll tell you how it is. Similarly, for which you have to use the again what? This we understand using our own three states of experience also. Analysis, through the analysis of three states of experience, you can understand this. So in waking state, when the universe is, means universe is, no, you see the karanam is inherent in the karyam. So what is here? The Brahma Vastu. Brahma Vastu is the karanam. Brahman is inherent in the jagat. How? How there is the clay is inherent in the pot, gold is inherent in any ornament, fabric is inherent in any shirt, any dress, so also wood is inherent in the furniture, Brahman is inherent in every object of perception, in every perception, in every experience. Brahman is inherent in every cognition. See, the jagat has no existence outside of experience and cognition. Can there be jagat without the experience? Where does the jagat exist? Jagat has its existence only in your experience, only in your knowledge. If the cognition goes, jagat disappears. You can ask, no, even jagat is there, no, even if the knowledge is not there. Where is the jagat? The cognition is not there, means where is the jagat? The jagat has its existence only in experience, in cognition. And in every cognition, what is inherent? Like how in experience of every opaque light is inherent. Which means, my perception, my experience is light experience. There is no my experience without the light experience. There is no chair experience without the light experience. There is no radiator experience without the light experience. There is no door experience without the light experience. There is no body experience without the light experience. So what is inherent? in every experience of every opaque is light. Similarly, in every cognition, what is inherent is what? Consciousness. Vastu. In every experience, consciousness. In sound cognition, consciousness is inherent. In form cognition, consciousness is inherent. In taste cognition, consciousness is inherent. In touch cognition, consciousness is inherent. You know, in every cognition, there's consciousness inherent. Okay, then you call it what now? That being inherent is what? Immanence. Immanently consciousness is. Okay, when the mind is switched off, the universe is not there, then consciousness is what? Transcendental. I use the word transcendental as something distinct. But, you know, non-distant. To say that, I use the word transcendental immanent. Now I tell you, it is manifest. It is manifest, it is inherent. It is not manifest also is what now? Transcendental. The jagat goes. When does the jagat go? Mind is turned off. Experience is not there. Cognition is not there. Jagat goes off. When the mind is turned off, does consciousness go away? Then it is transcendental. When the universe is, it is inherent. Okay? When the universe is not, consciousness is there, transcendentally. Which is non-recognizable is being transcendental. Inherent is what? Manifest, recognizable. Non-recognizability should not be taken for non-existence. Got it? This is the Anvaya Vyatireka. And if you use this, if you to understand Anvaya Vyatireka, you take this our own analysis of three states of experience. In waking, reality, vastu is inherent in every experience, in every cognition. Therefore, vastu is inherent in the world, inherent in every object, in every cognition, in every experience. In dream, vastu is inherent in dream experience. In sleep, it is what? Transcendental. In dream and waking, immanent. In dream and waking, recognizably inherent. Okay? In deep sleep state, non-recognizably is transcendent. So, Vyatireka implies transcendental. Anvaya implies immanence. Hope you got it. Now extend this example. this method here. Karyehi karanam pashyet.
Karyehi karanam pashyet.
Paschat karyam visarjayet.
Paschat karyam visarjayet.
Karanattvam tato gacchet.
Karanattvam tato gacchet.
Avasishtam bhaven munihi.
Avasishtam bhaven munihi.
Karyehi karanam pashyet.
Karyehi karanam pashyet.
Paschat karyam visarjayet.
Paschat karyam visarjayet.
Karanattvam tato gacchet.
Karanattvam tato gacchet.
Avasishtam bhaven munihi.
Avasishtam bhaven munihi.
Karyehi karanam pashyet. Therefore, may one see the cause in the effect. You see the effect, and in that effect, what is inherent in every effect is what? Cause. And thereafter, understand if the cause is, effect is. Cause is not, effect is not. Mrittikayam satyam ghataha asti, mrittikayam asatyam ghataha nasti. Okay, if clay is, pot is. If clay is not, pot cannot be. Therefore, karyehi karanam pashyet. See the cause being inherent in the effect. Thereafter, understand cause is, then effect is. Effect has no independent existence. Therefore, effect is then actually as good as non-existent. Cause alone is in the form of the effect. When you say the effect is negated, then thereafter negate or falsify the effect as something which is as good as non-existent. Paschat karyam visarjayet. Visarjanam means what here? Falsification or negation is what now? Visarjanam. How do you falsify here? Intellectually, you falsify the effect. Thereafter, again, if you see the cause, isn't it? If you see the cause, then cause no more can said to be the cause. What does it mean here? The vastu, okay, even if you take the example of a clay pot again, or a golden ornament, you see the gold being inherent in every ornament. And thereafter, analyze the ornaments. All these ornaments are just, mithya. Then you understand what? No, negating all the ornaments, names and forms as mithya. Go only was the gold alone is in the form of ornaments. When you understand that, you have falsified all the ornaments, the effects as mithya. Cognitively. Thereafter, you see the gold, analyze the gold, gold also loses its status of being the cause. Why? Because the karanatvam presupposes the karyatvam, isn't it? In only in relation to relative term can be used the word, the cause, word cause can be used as adjective for this gold only if it is. If there is an effect which can be related to, then already the effect has been negated as mithya. There's no effect. The gold alone is in the form of effect. Gold ornaments means the causeness also is negated. Karanatvam tataha gacchet. after you falsify the effect, then also what the, even the status of being the cause also is falsified. Tataha gachet avasishtam bhaven munihi. And what remains after negating the effect and the cause, the vastu, the substance alone remains. Similarly here also, extend the same example. Here, in this whole jagat, see Brahman being inherent. Jagat is, Brahman is inherent. Jagat is not, Brahman is transcendental. Okay, inherent Brahman is what? Immanent Brahman. Jagat is not. Jagat is not in deep sleep state. What happens to Brahman? Brahman is transcendental. Transcendental reality is, isn't it? Therefore, when the jagat is, what is inherent in this? Brahman alone. Therefore, karyehi karanam pashyet. See Brahman in the jagat. And then analyze this. If Brahman is, Brahmani sati, jagat asti. Brahmani asati, jagad nasti. Isn't it? Therefore, paschat karyam visarjayet, then negate, the falsify the jagat. How intellectually negate the jagat as mithya? Jagat is nothing but appearance of Brahman alone. Brahman alone appears in the form of the jagat. Thereafter, therefore, there is no jagat, there is no effect means, then Brahman also what now? Tataha karanatvam gacchati. Oh, from the standpoint of Brahman, the consciousness, you say what now? There is no karanatvam. The status which is given to the Brahman also is what now? Falsified. Because effect itself is negated. Then what remains after having falsified the cause, having falsified the causeness also, what remains is pure consciousness, the reality, which is the self. Avasishtam bhaven muni. What remains if you negate that, if you negate this, what remains? Our system is what? What remains? Essentially, what remains is Brahman, the consciousness. What remains essentially? What is negated now? Karyatvam. Karyam is negated. Karanatvam is negated. What cannot be negated? Abadhitam satyam. What is there non-negatably? Consciousness, Brahman. With reference to part, what cannot be negated? You try to negate what can be negated. The karyatam can be, karyam can be negated. Karyatam can be negated. Karanatam can be negated. What cannot be negated is clay. What is non-negatable is satyam, abadhitam satyam, trikala abadhitam satyam. Before the pot was, clay was. In the form of the pot, clay is. The pot goes, clay is. Causeness goes, clay is. Clay was, clay is, clay will ever be. With reference to pot, similarly. Brahman was before when the jagat was not. Brahman is in the form of the jagat. Jagat resolves. Brahman is. So karyam jagat is, I guess the karyam is negated, Brahman is. Karanattam is negated, Brahman is. What cannot be negated is you, the Brahman. In fact, jagat comes and goes, I, the consciousness, am always. Transcendentally or immanently, inherently, you know, I am there always. This is the avas bhaven munihi. Therefore, I have to use word I here. Avasishtam bhaven munihi. What remains is what now. Essentially, what is always there is what? Consciousness, Brahman. And I is that Brahman, the consciousness, which is always there. Recognizably, non-recognizably. Immanently, transcendently. Inherently, transcendently. Is it clear?
But avasishtam...
avasishtam... Munihi avasishtam bhavet means what? At last what remains is the munihi. The contemplative, meditative, the person who is none other than consciousness. I alone remain. I remain means what now? The remaining I am consciousness. You never go. Everything else comes and goes. You are. In deep sleep state, you are transcendental consciousness. In waking and dream, you are inherent, immanent consciousness. Is it clear? You are just the consciousness. In keeping with the effect, the jagat, you are said to be immanent and inherent. The jagat is not, you said to be no, transcendental, but you are just the consciousness, Brahman reality. Before this knowledge, what happens? Before this knowledge, I am a miserable individual. After this knowledge, I am misery-free consciousness. This is the fact, and this shift, for the shift to take place, punaha, 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 drashtavyam. Drishtantena. Use the example, analyze the example, understand the example clearly, extend the example to jagat and yourself, Brahman. And okay, then you understand you are that Brahman. You alone are real. The whole jagat is you. If you are, jagat is. If you are not, jagat is not. This vast universe, inexplicably vast universe, is dependent on you for its existence. If there is no I, there is no idam. You are inherent in everything here. You inhere in everything here. Inhere everything here. Even the thought, every thought you are, In every cognition you are. Therefore, in every object of experience you are. You are inherent in this anti-jagat. Jagat goes, you are independently. Jagat is, you are independently. Jagat is dependently. When the jagat is, it is there dependently. But you are always independently. Which means, when you say the munihi avasishtam bhavet means, what remains after negate, when everything is negated, karyam is negated, karanatvam is negated, something should be there. What is that which cannot be negated is the one who enquires. The one who enquires and negates is the non-negatable reality. Who can be negated? Who is the one who is negating? Okay, there is no jagat. Jagat is mithya. Who is the one who is negating? The enquirer. And who negates? Oh, there is no relative. The karanam is a negative term. There is no karya means. The karanam presupposes the karyam. Therefore, there is no karya means. Therefore, there is no karanatvam. There is no causeness. The status of being the cause is not there. The karana status, the status of being the cause also is negated. Who is the one who is negating? The one who enquires. Who cannot be negated finally? The enquirer. Who is that non-negatable enquirer? I. Consciousness. Brahman. There's no Brahman other than you, okay? It's only way, the enquirer is I. That I, the enquirer, am consciousness. The limitless reality. That's why what remains but now what cannot be negated alone remains. What is negated goes off. How? Where does it go? Not physically. Cognitively, isn't it? Hope you got it. So, this essence of the teaching is given here. Through these two methods, presentation of these two methods. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Bhavitam tivra vegena.
Bhavitam tivra vegena.
Yadvastu nischayatmana.
Yadvastu nischayatmana.
Pumamstaddhi bhave chigram.
Pumamstaddhi bhave chigram.
Pumamstaddhi.
Pumamstaddhi
bhave chigram.
Bhave chigram.
Seyam. Jneyam. Bhramarakitavat. Gyeyam bhramara kitavat.
Gyeyam bhramara kitavat.
Okay. Tivra vegena, intensely, fervently, all the times, very serious force, very serious force. Tivra vega means what? You know, intensely, fervently, continuously, constantly. Okay, tivra vega. Vega means speed, fast. Tivra vega means what now? With intense speed, with forceful speed. Nischayat na bhavitam yadvastu. that vastu which is bhavitam, the reality which is contemplated upon seriously all the time, with serious, intense seriousness, tīra vega impress, intense seriousness, when it, that reality is constantly contemplated upon, by whom? Nischayatmana. Nischayatma is the person, no, whose mind has the clear understanding that there is no vastu reality other than I, the consciousness. For I am consciousness. What am I then? Okay, I am consciousness. And therefore, I, the consciousness, am the only reality. Because there's no second thing other than I, the consciousness. Transactable when the world is not means the mind is not non-transactable. Isn't it? Therefore, but I am always. The world comes and goes. Thoughts come and go. Mind comes and goes. Experiences come and go. The jagat comes and goes. What does not come and go always is what I, the consciousness, am. I am. Therefore, that vision one who has, nischayatmana means by the one who is of the firm knowledge, by the person of firm knowledge, clear knowledge, now nischayatmana, tīvra vegena yad vastu bhavitam, when a given object is contemplated upon continuously again and again and again, then that puman, that person, tadhi shigram bhavet, that person becomes that object of meditation. You become what you dwell upon. In fact, you dwell upon what you are. Therefore, you are what you dwell upon. Understand? When I say you become means what? Even though now you have, in ignorance, you have become what you are not. In knowledge, you become what you are. This becoming is only what? In ignorance. Really speaking, you were in ignorance also, you are Brahman. In knowledge also, you are Brahman. What is becoming then? You never become Brahman. In knowledge, you take ownership of what you are. In ignorance, you deny what you are. Isn't it? It's the difference. Therefore, here, what should you know? Now, nischayatma. Nischayatmana means what now? The mind where there is clear, doubtless understanding as I am Brahman. The I, we say, what this damn I is. I is not the thought which is object of I. I is not anything here, which means I is nothing but consciousness. I is consciousness. I am consciousness, the limitless reality. The only reality which doesn't come and go, the only satyam, non-negatable reality is the consciousness here. Is it? This is the nischayatma. This is the person who has this firm understanding is what? Doubt-free understanding is nischayatma. The person of doubt-free understanding is nischayatma. This person of this doubt-free understanding is nischayatma. By him, yad vastu, that vastu, which is his swarupam, isn't it? I am consciousness. only non-negatable reality, which everything else is falsifiable here. What cannot be falsified, what cannot be negated is that vastu, isn't it? That non-falsifiable reality, when it is yad vastu, tivra vegena bhavitam, not simply, casually, once a week in class. No. All the time, 24 hours a day, only when I am asleep, that contemplation doesn't come to my mind. In waking, in dream and sleep, leave alone, because dream is within the sleep only. Apart from the sleeping hours, in all the waking hours, okay, in irrespective of what I am doing, all the time, if I can see this fact, the fact I have understood, but if I don't pay attention to the fact I understood, then still I'm ignoring the fact means I'll be still with the false things. The only way for me to retain the fact is I have to assimilate the fact. To assimilate the fact means I should take my attention from the false things. I should dwell upon that, isn't it? Where I pay my attention, that becomes a fact for me. But not simply. I know the fact now. It's not simply I'm not. Understand the fact. Shravanam Manam has helped me what now? Understand the fact. But do I really pay my attention to the fact all the time which I've understood? It is not, the problem is not with anything else. Not with your understanding also. The problem is with our not being able to pay attention to the fact we have understood. So there's a tivra vega, he says, tivra vega in all our waking hours. When you are knocked off, come on, you are not there. Where are you going to contemplate on? When you're knocked off, it's a different thing. When you are awake, isn't it? The fact is very much in your understanding. It's not outside of you. In you, the understanding is there. Then pay attention to the fact. Vastu, no, yad vastu bhavitam. Then again and again and again and again and again, tivra vegena dwell upon that vastu being non-negatable reality. Everything else other than consciousness here, everything else other than ID consciousness is falsifiable here. Negatable here as something which has no existence of its own. Therefore, then what happens? Such, you know, dwelling upon contemplation results in what? Makes the one who contemplates that object of contemplation. Puman, shigram, very soon, tad bhaved, he becomes that, which means he can easily resolve I in consciousness. He can say, I am limitless reality, the consciousness. Jnayam Brahmara Ketavathu. Brahmara Keta Nyaya is there. Or can say Keta Bringa Nyaya or Keta Brahmara Nyaya. Now Brahmaraha is an insect. You know, Bringaha or Brahmaraha means same. Keta Bringa Nyaya, Keta Brahmara Nyaya. It's a bee. It's a big bee, wild bee like. What it does, actually, in big trees, the holes will be there. I used to see in this, the holes will be there. And in the holes, actually, some different insects actually lay their eggs. And the eggs actually break and the larva, you know, that worms come out. And these worms come out, sometimes this particular, at least not its own worms actually, the bee goes, These worms cannot remain, keep quiet, okay? They'll start crawling. Once they come out, and they'll start crawling. They'll come out. From the inside, they come out. But what this bee, this Brahmara does, very interesting, you know, the Brahmara does, it goes, it's there, it sits there, blocking that hole. It is a blocking that hole. And every time it comes, it will sting, it will go inside, like that. It doesn't allow it to come inside, come outside. Again and again and again and again and again it will sting. Actually, some used to say, this eats up the worms. You know, every time it comes out, it stings it. It pushes it back. It doesn't allow it to fall. So it can consume it. Then what happens? It flies back. Flies out afterwards. But here, there's another way of saying it. Actually speaking, what says? It doesn't allow it to come out. It stings. It's just blocking the hole. It sits there. It pushes it inside so that it goes in. It stays there. And how long? No, then every worm becomes a full-fledged insect with having its wings grown, having full-fledged grown. No, then it becomes full-fledged, it's grown, then it leaves the hole, then everything flies out, free. This, how long it should be stinging actually? As long as it develops its wings, it becomes free enough to fly. So how long you should be contemplating upon? Keta Bhringavatu. Isn't it? Until you assimilate this fact, you do it, then you become that. Until you recognize that. You are that. If you dwell upon that, you are that. If you do not dwell upon that, even though you are already, you cannot be that. It is very important, the thought. This is what many people write about, the thought power. The power of mind. They talk about it, power of mind, thought power, etc. In fact, what you really repeatedly focus attention on, you become that. That is why better entertain always something good. Isn't it? Otherwise, mind will become a garbage. It's thought power, I mean, it can accomplish the most wonderful wisdom. Or it can be involved in the nasty stuff also. That is what is said here. Anyway, that's implied here. Idea is, this Tivra Vegha implies one who is serious contemplator. Okay, this is the person who is seriously contemplating with a clear understanding that there is nothing, there is the self is only non-negatable reality which is available as I. That self is nothing but Brahman, the consciousness. No, then Vimin means I am Brahma, Asmi. This becomes possible for one. They take ownership of the limitless reality being the self, becomes possible easily for the person who is contemplating. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.